they're affecting the market in two different ways, and they're firstly that consumers are distracted, I suppose, from making a purchase because they're just a bit worried about the uncertainty, particularly in the UK and Europe, about what Brexit might mean for them. So they're essentially keeping their hands in their pockets, and that's a concern for the wool industry because it's obviously a major market in the UK and Europe for our final product. And if consumers aren't feeling secure in their future, they're not going to be buying as many products as they would if they were very comfortable. And the second factor, I suppose, is a lot of the people in the processing chain are actually sitting around talking, wondering what if, what might happen, what either a Brexit or a Trump presidency might mean for the industry and their profitability going forward. And so they're delaying purchasing decisions, which they need to be starting to make now for next year's processing. So it's sort of just adding or providing an air of uncertainty to the whole processing chain at the moment.
So getting back to the first point that you made, that consumers aren't actually buying as much wool at the moment because of a potential Brexit and also a potential Trump president, how do you actually know that those two ideas are actually linked?
Well, it's not specific to wool, but it's any product you look at that when consumers are faced with uncertainty of what might eventuate and how that's going to translate through to job security and everything else, they're less likely to be spending money on discretionary items. And clothing is certainly a discretionary item. And so you can measure it, obviously, by just looking at retail activity. And I think if you ask any retailer around the world at the moment how things are going, and you know, most of them would say it's fairly ordinary.
But what do people actually think out on the street? We're just hitting the streets of Mount Gambier to ask a few local businesses and customers whether or not they think that a Trump president or Britain staying in the EU is actually having an impact on them.
Don't know if I can help you, but my name's Steve Mullen.
Are you worried about an unstable world economy?
At the moment, a little bit, yes, because when you've got people like Trump out there, people, because he speaks his mind, and perhaps he's speaking what people think, but it's not actually politically correct, that might get him over the line because he's a straight shooter and he calls it as he sees it. And he's got nothing to lose from it, where you get a lot of politicians who just say what he thinks, what they're going to win votes for. So because he's calling it as it is, he's probably getting a lot of support in that way because he's probably just saying what the people are thinking, but politicians won't say it because politically it's not the correct thing to say. It's all about votes, as you know.
Hi, I'm Lisa Schumark and I work at Lima & Co.
And Lisa, do you think that people are buying less goods at the moment because of an insecure world market?
No, I don't think so. Not in Mount Gambier. Definitely trade's quietened down because of the winter months, but normally it happens and everything seems to be running as normal, as same as last year.
And what about your woolen items?
So the woolen, Australian-made woolen products are racing out the door. They're probably selling better this year than they have in previous years, or quicker as well.
What are people saying on the street about a potential Trump president or Brexit? Is it something that you hear people talking about?
Oh, definitely. It's kind of a bit of a standard joke, and quite honestly, nobody can really fathom or understand that it's even happening, let alone a possibility.
So you're talking about Trump there?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a joke.
and Brexit, is that something that people know much about?
Oh, I don't think that's a conversation that's probably as much as, you know, the celebrity face of Trump.